Thing is, then I kind of look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you doing all the things that you have done in the past? Are you staying motivated? Are there areas that you need to improve? So I think you got to be completely honest with yourself and then kind of go from there. And in these situations, it's easy to start pointing the finger at people. But, you know, first thing is first is, you know, take responsibility of things that you can control. And that's what I have done over the years. And that's why I continue to do this, you know, this season. Although, you know, like you said, it has not been the year that we all wanted. But there's no reason to, you know, start separating now.
Do you lose sight of those flaws and everything else that you're talking about when things are going great, that situation like this, you don't want to be in this situation, but it kind of hits you in the face where you know where you have to improve?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the reality of life. You know, a lot of times people go through things that you just don't prepare for. Some things hit you blindsidedly, and now it's up to you how you handle it. You know, that's the one thing you control is the way you respond to circumstances. So this has given us, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, a chance to kind of step back, review the things that we've done over the season, what we haven't done well, and try to correct those things. We could still have the chance to finish strong.
Do you look, when you say you kind of look at yourself in the mirror, do you see some stuff there that's not, you're not performing at the level that you did, you know, in St. Louis? Or, I mean, you've obviously been hurt. I mean, it's kind of, the numbers weren't going to be there just because you've been out. But do you see that in your running? And you know, I guess why is the struggles there to run the ball?
I mean, running the ball is a group effort. It's not one individual and it's not one unit. But over the years, I've taken pride in being consistent. So regardless of why things have not worked out, the first thing is first is I would refuse as a leader, you know, to point the finger at someone else before I point it at myself.
Also, I think because talking to Dirk yesterday, it's been the circumstances of these, a lot of these games where you fall behind and you're not really getting a lot of plays and you're not going to run third down and you're not getting the carries. You think that's also part of what's happening with the running game is not getting the reps?
Well, like you said, you know, it makes it extremely hard on the play caller when you get behind in a game or you're in third and long situations. Again, he's trying to, you know, create things where it will open up the running game and allow for explosive plays to happen. So he has a lot on his plate as well as trying to make sure that, you know, the running backs are getting their carries, are getting the feel of the game. So when you start playing, you know, catch-up, it's really hard. It's really hard. I can only imagine how hard it is on a play caller when he needs to try to get everyone involved as well as position us to, you know, take the lead or sustain drives.
Are you at a point health-wise where you feel like you can carry the ball as much as you used to? Are you at a point where you're...
I am still very much durable, still, and I am healthy, to answer your question. I am healthy. You know, I've said it time and time again, no one is 100% healthy on that field on Sunday. And at the point where I am and in my health now, that is no excuse. So we just got to continue to chip away, and I got to continue to do the things that I've done in the past, and that's, you know, just lead by example, lead by work ethic, put everything out there on the line on Sunday, see how it shakes out.
Would you want the ball, you know, more often in the first half to just try to get you going? I mean, is that the type of back that you feel you are, where you want more carries early to try and establish a rhythm?
Well, you know, reputation is there. Things I've done are there. But once again, you know, year to year, everything changes. And when you're having to a lot of times try to create explosive plays, it's kind of hard to commit to something that is just not there at the time. So I totally get it. I understand. And I trust that when opportunity comes, that I'll be prepared. And that's what goes to me making sure that I'm working and working in faith and working throughout the circumstances. So when that opportunity comes, I'm ready. I'm very much aware of the business aspect of the game. I've been through this before, and just like everyone involved, we all have to sit down at a round table and discuss what's best for going on for the team and for the individual. So that's a number of weeks away. At this time, I have to get ready for Tampa.